Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM. And as always, we're pleased to welcome this lady to our program from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Marilyn Wells. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, yes. It's beautiful winter weather.
We have a really important topic to talk about, and that is indoor air quality. Vitally important, as a matter of fact. And tell us, Marilyn, we start the program today, how do we know if the air in our home is clean and healthy? Is there a way to tell?
It's really not easy to tell. Keep in mind that we spend about 90% of our time indoors.
Mm-hmm.
So we really need to try to investigate and tell if we have too many pollutants with our air inside, because it can be more harmful sometimes than the air outside.
Sure.
And sometimes you can notice bad smells or like smoke smells, but there are other dangers like carbon monoxide or radon that we cannot smell at all.
Mm-hmm. And how do we go about finding out if that's there?
Okay, keep in mind that indoor air pollution can come from wood or tobacco smoke.
Right.
Mold or allergens, which, of course, we can sometimes see mold, but not all the time.
Right.
And gas burning furnaces or appliances also create the pollution, as well as the radon I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also made worse by not having a good ventilation system in our home and high humidity and even high heat sometimes.
Well, one thing you said there interesting surprised me a little bit. You said pollution can be caused by wood burning in the home?
Well, it can. What? If you don't have the correct If you don't have your system, like if you burn wood,
mm-hmm.
and your stove and pipes have not been checked every year,
yeah.
like we
okay.
suggest that they do,
mm-hmm.
Because it can let back some smoke into your home, and then you breathe that, and some folks are very sensitive to that smoke, like myself.
Our guest is Marilyn Wells. Marilyn's with the Cooperative Extension Service in Yadkin County. We're talking about indoor air quality, which, Marilyn, you mentioned at the top, is vitally important because we spend a good bit of our time indoors, especially in the wintertime. And you also mentioned one of the things that's a problem, can be a problem with air quality, is mold. Let's talk about mold a little bit, Marilyn.
Okay. Mold can cause so many allergens. It's an allergen itself, of course, that causes a lot of respiratory problems, asthma, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to control our mold. A lot of folks, like myself included, are allergic to mold itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we want to go about controlling it in our home is to control the moisture that's in our home.
Oh, okay.
Indoor moisture level ideally should be between 30% and 60%.
Mm-hmm.
And if we use exhaust fans and kitchens and bathrooms, air conditioners and dehumidifiers, that will help to control the moisture also. But you're going to say, how do you know if it's too high? Well, if humidity is too high, it's going to affect your comfort level in the home. If it's too low, it will seem like you can't get warm no matter how high you turn that thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it affects breathing too for people. But excessive humidity will allow, of course, the growth of mold, will form condensation on your windows or windowsills, mm-hmm. creating a problem there. Also, you can buy this little moisture meter
mm-hmm.
if from hardware stores, et cetera.
Right.
But there's some simple ways, methods that you can look for. There are two different ways to know just by eye. And if your windowsills tend to have so much moisture that it runs down the window, then that means you've just got too much. And, of course, if it's in a bathroom, just use that exhaust fan longer, you know, when you've taken a shower or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if your air is too dry, then you're going to have static electricity. So your hair is going to be attached to your brush and comb, yeah. or when you pet the cat, its fur is going to stick up, or when you walk across the carpet and then you touch something metal, you'll have that static electricity.
Sparks will fly, yeah.
Yeah, they sure will. Those are things just look for, in your home itself. And then if you see some visible mold growing somewhere, use a detergent mm-hmm. and water solution to wipe that away and dry it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You could even use like your hair dryer or something if it's on your wallpaper or wall in the bathroom. But eliminating that mold is important. Plus, mold can grow on almost anything.
Absolutely. Our guest, Marilyn Wells with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Marilyn, you mentioned, among other things, carbon monoxide is an issue inside homes, quite dangerous. What are the signs of carbon monoxide poisoning?
It is quite dangerous. You're right. The symptoms are similar to the flu. There are several of them, like headache, nausea, tiredness, mm-hmm. Dizziness, trouble breathing. That's just to name a few of them.
Yeah.
But the problem comes because you can't see or taste or feel or smell,
right.
Anything that the carbon monoxide itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it very dangerous. Carbon monoxide comes from any fuel-burning appliance.
Okay.
Such as gas, oil, or wood,
mm-hmm.
Which would give off heat.
Okay.
But that can also include your lawnmowers and your cars, too. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But you want to have your gas appliances installed properly and vented outside and checked annually to eliminate problems.
There's also equipment you can buy, right, to monitor
for carbon
monoxide? Absolutely.
That is what you definitely need in your home. Not only for every home, a smoke detector, of
mm-hmm.
course.
Sure.
But to measure the carbon monoxide, if you have any appliance in your home that is a fuel-burning appliance, you'll want a carbon monoxide detector.
Okay.
Remember, electric appliances don't give off carbon monoxide.
Right.
But if you have, like, gas logs and everything else is electric, you still would be on the safe side to install a carbon monoxide detector.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to put these near sleeping areas of your home.
Sure.
Since there's no way to detect a poisoning situation or a high carbon monoxide unless you have that detector and it goes off. Want to check them right along with your smoke detectors to be sure that they're working properly.
People want to know more about what we're talking about this morning, Marilyn, or maybe get some more tips. They can contact you at the office there.
Absolutely. I am serving Yadkin and Davie counties now. The Yadkin number is 336-679-2061.
Okay.
And I am in this office most of the time. And they're welcome to call at any time.
Okay.
I have a couple of more things that I'd like to mention, if that's possible.
Absolutely.
About the carbon monoxide that you may not think of.
Sure.
If we have power outages, sometimes we use charcoal grills, other types of appliances, even generators. Be careful with those.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to use those inside, and you want to have the generators at least 20 feet outside away from the windows and the doors in your home, because they will also emit that carbon monoxide. And remember, if you have a garage, not to start your vehicle with inside that garage.
Right.
Even with the door open, it can still build up a lot of carbon monoxide, too. But if you have anytime you smell any gas, which propane gas has an odor because they add that for safety
on purpose,
feature. But if your carbon monoxide detector goes off or you smell anything, you want to leave the building immediately mm-hmm. and call 911.
Yeah.
Leave the door open, a window, but you do need to get out and call 911.
Yeah, that ventilation is important, but most important is to get out in the way and let some professionals handle it.
You're exactly right. But people are made sick or even die from carbon monoxide. They estimate thousands each year, so you really want to take this seriously.
Marilyn Wells, our guest with the Yadkin County and now Davie County Cooperative Extension Service. I didn't know, Marilyn, welcome to the two-county party.
Yes.
Marilyn Wells, thank you so much for being our guest today. We look forward to talking to you again very soon right here on Extension Today.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.